Welcome back. It is Farm Talk for the next 2 days after today. We're at Big Iron 2021 in the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, West Fargo, North Dakota. Stop by, say hi. You'll need a day or two to see everything here at Big Iron. So, going to come tomorrow? Well, or maybe you're going to get back into Combine tomorrow. I don't know. That's why there seemed like a lot of people were here today because of the rain yesterday, which was a blessing. Whether it's you got to talk to your banker or talk to, well, iron people. Everybody is selling iron is here, almost everybody. And but it all comes down to planting seed. And so we have the privilege of broadcasting from the Legacy Seed booth. And I've done this for Dan Lund, the founder of the seed company in Alice, North Dakota there. We've done this how many years now?
Oh, boy. At least 20.
Might go back to the previous century, yeah. Or close to it anyway.
Yeah, it might be into into the 90s. I know for a fact we had you guys in there, well, when we started, yeah, back at least in 2000, right in there, that you've been in the booth ever since then. And that's been a good deal. Yeah, you got to come to Big Iron, man. There's a lot of stuff to see, and you're right. It doesn't make any difference in what kind of color you got to put it in the ground. If you don't have the right seed, ain't going to happen.
And we've got so many more choices here, especially in soybeans lately.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's a they use that big word, plethora of options.
Which means whole bunch.
Yeah.
But so that's confusing. But is it weed management system that you will cause a guy to choose a certain trait?
I think so, to a certain extent. At least that's what it was when it first started out. It was weed management. And then now it's a little bit more of a personal preference of what they like to handle, you know. And so if you have some real tough weeds out there and so you have your Extend Flex or your Extend Management program you have with that, and then along came the Enlist 3, well, then some guys go, well, I didn't like the nervousness of using dicamba, so I like the Enlist program. I like using Liberty, and so they use that. We had them both on our farm this year. They both worked equally well. I think the yield monitor will give you the final say on which one is better. We've started combining some Enlist beans on Saturday, and yield was there as much as everybody was wringing their hands over cupping of the soybeans, and oh gosh, I didn't like the way they handled the drought. Apparently didn't bother the seed production part because this field yielded within a bushel of what it did last year where they had all the rain and didn't have any problems.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We started the combine up and we were going on it, and pretty soon I called my son and I was looking at the map and I went back to the map of last year and I went, hey, this field's just about the same as last year. And he goes, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And so with the technology you carry in your shirt pocket, you can go right back and check and see what the yield was. And so if that trend continues, hopefully, we might have a pretty good bean crop and all the things we're making guys pop Rolaids all summer long are for not.
Yeah. Well, so this year we had a lot of challenges in agriculture, whether it's policy and price. The price came back. Of course, we lost a lot of it in the last 4 weeks, but the herbicide resistance, that's getting to be an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, this bit of, you have to manage it better. Always has to be conscious of putting a different arrow in your quiver of attachment or in a different wrench in your toolbox, because everything, Mother Nature adapts very quickly to man. And so it seems to resist, we never heard of water hemp and half those other weeds that came into North Dakota. I mean, there was one down in Iowa who used to tear everybody up. I forget the name of it right now. Nightshade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nightshade was like, oh, God, the world's coming to an end. And now you see one every now and then, but it's not a threat. So you have to change your management practices out there. So if you're all dicamba, then maybe, and that's, of course, the advantage of some of them with triple stack. So if I don't necessarily need it, I can leave that one out and spray them with Liberty. And Liberty has a different course of action how to kill things. And, but it needs more water. So then that guy goes, geez, I don't want to haul that water. Well, then maybe use some Roundup or use some Extendamax or something like that. So it, you tell me what your problems are, and we'll find the answer to them.
All in the trait.
Yeah, that's right. The traits. Yeah.
But we don't have any new traits coming probably for a few years. Huh?
No, I haven't heard of any new thing down around the road. I think we're probably going to sit on these. You know, we've eliminated a lot of the problems. Just about every one of the bees nowadays carries cyst nematode resistance in it. And so we've narrowed that problem down. And it looks like the triple pack that we have of the soybean combinations will probably give us an answer there. There might be some diseases that will come floating down the road after a while that we may find some more problems with. Nothing that I can see on the future. At least I haven't talked to any of the breeders to see what they're thinking of, what their biggest problem is coming down the road. We'll probably see bigger things happen in the corn, I think. We'll probably find some disease packages for the top, they call it top down, dry down, some of the leaf diseases that we've
Goss's
never...
wilt is coming, more widespread,
Those are pretty well... you hardly ever saw it anymore. You know, you have to go to the research station. Well, now you hear more and more reports on it. So I think that we'll probably find something in the corn plant will be our next big explosion.
Yeah. Well, it's that's why it's good to have a great relationship with your local seed guy who's, in many cases, is your neighbor. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what, you know, we're still a locally owned business, and we like the farmer neighbors relationship that you develop. Our dealers are the see them in church, they see them at school, and so he's an easy guy to talk to. You know him, and he may not have the answer, and I may not have the answer, but I bet you I know somebody that does have the answer, so we can get things covered. And you know, and in our lineup, you know, look behind us, we got silage corn and sunflowers, and so we've added a lot of things to the, and that may be the change. You know, we may see guys. Some of us have a good price. We're still nagging thoughts about the drought in the background, talking to guys around here. You know, is this going to be an 87, 88, 89 thing? You know, maybe I should take a look at sunflowers. They have some pretty cool new herbicides, and that's some, that market's changed a lot, and the price is good. So we may see more acres of sunflowers next year. Who knows what that will bring.
I wish I had a quarter or a section of alfalfa this year. Holy mackerel, what a cash crop this year.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I even saw a guy the other day, Matt and I keep kicking around the idea of baling up some square bales for my grandson's 4-H project. And I saw a guy, $10 a bale for square bales of alfalfa. And I thought, boy, they've come a long way.
Boy, and this year, last year at the outside booth for Legacy Seeds, you had a bunch of bales around the perimeter of the stand. This year you can't afford to do that.
No.
They're all on a truck going somewhere.
Well, we could get one in there, but we'd have to hire the guards to watch it at night.
That's right. Criminy. So, whether it's Langdon or Grafton or here on South Dakota or around the southeast corner of North Dakota, maybe the best thing is just come to Big Iron and there chat with the guys at Legacy Seed.
You get to see us eyeball to eyeball and ask. Jim will be here and I'll be here. We got Randy and Cowboy and Rodney,
yeah,
I got a great brain as I get older, but it just fails me every now and then.
Well, it's like mine. I have an excellent memory. It's just getting shorter and shorter. So,
but the great thing is we get to meet more new people all the time, and they already know me, so they know my. You know, I could tell joking.
Yeah, there we go. So come to Big Iron in the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. Put the hired man in the combine tomorrow and come to Big Iron.
Or them beans will wait another day, so just both of you come on down and talk to those guys in the seed booth and go out and look at, Jesus, they got some huge, I mean, flat, huge machinery out there. When you got a 84-foot air seeder and then you go down the street and another one that holds a semi-load of seed, and I'm going, holy smokes, my guy that started growing up pulling an H and a two-bottom plow, these things are...
And now the auger on the grain cart unloads how many hundred bushels a minute?
Oh, yeah.
500? That's just amazing. So.
Oh, they could. Yeah, they unload so fast, you can make a huge spill out there in just a couple minutes.
Yes, and not even know until it's done. Okay. Well, so come to Big Iron. Excuse me, come to Big Iron because you can't have enough pens.
Right.
And get a yard. Hey, did you hear that the company making yardsticks for farm shows is not going to make them any longer?
well on.
They're not going to make them any shorter either. But anyway, so get a yardstick or get a seed catalog from a seed guide for next year from Legacy Seeds.
There you go, yardstick. Yeah. I remember that. A quick story. I sold yardsticks my very first year when I was working for Kelchin Seed, and we had yardsticks that were 36 inches long because we go the extra couple inches.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dan Lund, Legacy Seed. Sure appreciate you guys having us here in the booth again this year, and we'll see you at the Northern Ag Expo and the KMOT and all the other great farm shows coming up this fall.
But you bet.
In the meantime, thank you.